So let's talk a little bit about your 66-year-old lady.
She was a lady who was followed in the outside community for many years with monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance and eventually had progressed to a multiple myeloma. She was initially treated in the community with lenalidomide, dexamethasone, and bortezomib, had a pretty good response. And while she was young enough, she opted not to go to transplant. So she was just started on maintenance lenalidomide and continued on that for quite a long while. And at some point, she started to progress. And that's when she came to us for a second opinion and options of what to do. And that was actually at the point right when ixazomib was just being approved. And she came from a distance. She drives about an hour and a half to get to our facility. And so it seemed like a really good option for her then as well, is to combine that, just add that into the mix with the lenalidomide and the dexamethasone.
And what happened when you did that?
Oh, great response. She responded very nicely to that, very quickly to it. And she did not achieve a complete response, but a near complete response. And so we've just kept her on that. And she tolerates it very well. Again, we found the dose of those agents that seemed to work out well for her.
So what did you discuss with her when she started the ixazomib in terms of how often she would take it and what kinds of side effects it might have?
Yeah, and so I think the challenge with the ixazomib regimen is getting the sequencing right on the drugs, because the ixazomib has to be taken on an empty stomach. And so it's that challenge of when do you take the ixazomib and when do you take the steroid, and the steroid is taken preferably with food to help with tolerability. The lenalidomide can be taken pretty much any time. And so she's very used, of course, to that lenalidomide 21 days on, 7 days off. And so actually just taking an additional tablet on day 1, 8, and 15 wasn't such a challenge, but the real challenge was finding out, I guess, discussing exactly how to take those medications during that day.
So it does seem a little strange, though, to take a pill once a week. Is that a practical difficulty?
Is it a practical difficulty? Not really, no.
I mean, do you check on patients to make sure they take it, or they just take it?
Well, yeah, like all of our medications and the lenalidomide as well, are they taking all 21 tablets and are they taking their ixazomib? And I think if they've taken the lenalidomide for 21 days, they're more likely to join into that. I think it might be more of a challenge for patients who've not been on that type of regimen ahead of time.
What have you observed in terms of GI tolerability issues with ixazomib? Have you seen any problems?
Yeah, I think I've seen my combination of both constipation and diarrhea. Nausea has been extraordinarily minimal, so not nearly as high as I've seen in the clinical trials. But we do see, again, the constipation, diarrhea, and I tell patients I can't really predict what they're going to have. They take their first couple of tablets, and then we can work on it from there.